Unions representing Eau Claire police officers and supervisors have agreed to pay 100% of the employee contribution to the Wisconsin retirement system, even though state law doesn't require it. Under Wisconsin Act 10, passed last year, most state and municipal employees must make the pension payments, but not police and fire personnel. Eau Claire City Attorney Steve Nick says the city is pleased with the increased pension contributions.
That will be a 6.65% reduction in their salary, but we've pursued what we termed a net zero approach, so that will mostly be offset by an increase of pay total over those 2 years of 6.65.
Also, the labor agreement will require officers to pay 8% of their health insurance premiums. Nick says it's effectively a pay freeze that helps the city's budget.
For the city taxpayer side, there's no increase in costs in terms of wages, and that's a huge advantage. That wages, in essence, will be frozen over this two-year period. That's obviously a considerable sacrifice and adjustment for our police officers, but it helps on the city budget side.
Eau Claire Police have been without a new contract since July of last year. Nick says negotiations were waylaid because of uncertainty over Act 10 and because they were waiting to see what kinds of agreements were forged in other cities.
Most communities are pursuing having their police and fire pay towards that WRS, but then offsetting it, or mostly offsetting it, with a corresponding wage increase.
Nick says that includes Superior and Kenosha. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.